morning. Thank you all for being here this morning. Love you all, and I'm thankful for you all being here. This morning's lesson is titled, Listen. Sounds simple, but it's one of the things in our lives, I believe, is tough for us to do. And it's mentioned multiple times in God's Word in different ways, in different fashions. Sometimes when we're trying to get a point across and we want people to listen, we do this. Sometimes we do this. We had this discussion last night at the family when we were talking. Sometimes you ask a question. I've asked some questions within the last week to people at work. Like, hey, did you happen to do this? And instead of answering my question, yes or no, they start giving a reason why it didn't get done. Instead of saying yes or no. I asked a question. That's not the question I asked. God does the same thing with us sometimes when he asks us about our heart. And we give him a different question than we are right with you, God. And my heart is open to you, God. I'm ready to listen to you, God. Be prepared to listen. Want to listen. Recognize it's a very important characteristic that we have in our lives to use for good, for us, for our souls. As we look at God's word this morning, multiple times where people listened or we're told to listen by God, obviously in our lesson text this morning, Jesus said, listen. He wanted them to hear. And it was a great multitude, he said, listen to. And obviously, he's telling them about the gospel and the kingdom of heaven and how it's going to touch people's hearts. And he says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Of all the people that should have listened and understood what he was saying would have been the disciples. Guess what? They come back to him and said, what does this mean, Jesus? What does this mean? He didn't say, I'm tired of telling you, I'm never going to tell you again. And he also didn't say, some of you are stony ground, I'm not going to tell you again. Some of you are going to get choked out by the thorns, I'm not going to tell you. Some of you are going to get carried away with the cares of this world. One of you is going to reject me and turn me over and trade me in for 30 pieces of silver. No. He says, you've been given the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. And he said, the whole reason for saying listen, as you mentioned the things that I've got highlighted here for Jesus. Listen, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Lest they should turn from their sin and their sins be forgiven. The whole purpose. The purpose of Jesus saying, listen, to turn away from sin. To stay committed to right, to God. God's word does the same thing continually today in our lives. When we open it up to listen, it helps us turn away and help us to have our sins forgiven. But we live in a world where people really don't care if their sins are forgiven. You want to know why? Because that means they have to decide to live right. They have to accept God and what's right and wrong. They have to acknowledge sin in their life. Boy, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. No, we all have to deal with that, saved or unsaved, child of God or not. It's a human condition that we all have to think about and we all have to consider. Jesus says some's going to listen and some aren't. I plead with us this morning to make sure that we are the ones that are listening, that we never close our hearts to God's word, that we never close our hearts to the love of God, that we are in Christ alone, that His grace does reach me no matter what I've done. And that grace and that love is so precious that I don't want to keep on being evil, keep on sinning. True repentance. In Psalms 81, it is written, "Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel, if you will listen to me. There shall be no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. But my people would not heed my voice and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart to walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord would pretend submission to him, but their fate would endure forever. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat and with honey from the rock. I would have satisfied you. Oh, that my people would listen to me. If you will listen to me, I will take care of you. I love you. But when other things become first," right? Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters." Here's another simple way God, the psalmist writes, God is pleading to his people, listen to me. I'm not saying it because I'm mean and angry and hateful. How many of you as a parent try to teach your children something in love? And it's like, not today, Dad. Not today, Mom. Not today, Grandpa. Not today, Grandma. But yeah, it's the same thing when we deal with God and His Word and we listen to Him. Not today, God. I don't have time for you today, God. I'm busy. I'm either too sad or I'm too happy. Or I have too much of a to-do list. Is listening to God on our to-do list in our lives? I don't know about you, but to-do lists are very beneficial in my life. Planning, scheduling, part of my job entails those things. Most people do to some extent, no matter what you do. But do your plans and your schedule include listening to God? Taking a moment out to say, man, I need to hear something from the Word of God. This morning you have done that. Thank you. That's why I love you, and I mentioned that at the beginning of every lesson. Here's an issue. Here's a story when Jesus was listening too. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind at Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it, but supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking questions. And to all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statements which he spoke to them. Here's Jesus listening and asking questions, reasoning about God's holy word, what the religious scholars of the day, wanting to understand, wanting to learn, wanting to also help them and love them. Now in today's world, okay, Mary and Joseph, you're going to jail because you didn't take care of your kid. You made a mistake. How many of us have a story in here of somebody accidentally getting left behind? Okay, I'm not going to ask. Look how crazy that is. Look how crazy that is. More than half the people in here have a story about somebody being left behind. I didn't ask kid or adult. I just said left behind. I heard a couple stories this week about it. That's another reason why I'm bringing it up. Boy. And instead of listening to God, you're concerned about other things. Can you imagine having Jesus as your son, 12 years old, and leaving him behind for a day? Who are they listening to? We don't know. I'm just asking a question. We know who Jesus was listening to. We know where Jesus was at. Yeah, he must be about his father's business. We're about to honor your father and your mother, Jesus. Well, apparently, sometimes our understanding about honoring our father and mother, because we know Jesus didn't make no mistakes. Okay? Sometimes we compare scriptures to things that happen in life that really don't have a spiritual meaning. They were busy and just went on their way. He got left behind. And he decided, or he just decided that's where he was at when he left. He's been there for 3-4 days. We don't know for sure. The story didn't tell us. Back to our title of listening. Jesus didn't say, guess what? I am Son of God. I don't need to listen to anybody. I know it all. No matter whether you're how learned or what your age is and what you do know and don't know and whether you're an expert in the field or not. Listening to God and reasoning from the scriptures is the most powerful thing we can do in our lives. I'll say it again. It's one of the most powerful things we can do in our lives. Because it helps our faith. It helps us rely on Him, and it opens our hearts to God's holy word, His will working in our lives, His Holy Spirit directing our paths and our minds. John chapter 8, it is written, Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but He sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. For he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. That is a very, 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 very powerful statement from Jesus. Very convicting. You're not able to listen to my word. Now, it's not because their ears were covered. It's because their hearts so to speak, recovered. They directed their own paths. And those that direct their own paths, make no mistake, are directed by the devil. There's God's side and Satan's side. There ain't no in-between or my side, or I'm going to be okay. That's not the truth. It's not part of God's word. You're on one side or the other, folks. People are on one side or the other. You're not able to listen to my word. That is a very profound statement for somebody. And I'm going to tell you this because it's tough in our society. But there's times when we need to pick up our pearls and not throw them before swine. Because their hearts aren't even open to God, to the truth. They're not able to listen to God. Whether it's sin or hate, which is sin, to some extent. Or following their own desires and their own lusts. Selfishness. All those things keep people from listening to God's holy word, to the words of Jesus. For example, Father, I forgive them. You notice today I have one screen, it's background, Jesus on the cross. You want to talk about listening to a picture, listening to a Savior, listening to a sacrifice, listening to a book of love that tells you, I gave you my only begotten Son because I want you to believe in me, in Him. How many of us tried driving down the road with no airs and tire? Flat tire, I'm going to make it somewheres. Then the tire blows up, rips to shreds. Someone's just going to stop, pull right over the road. I wonder what's wrong. I drove to Michigan back this weekend. I saw people out there kicking the tires, people on the road with flat tires. Saw people helping each other. But if you keep driving down the road with that flat tire, it's just like not listening to Jesus. Something's going to happen. Thump, 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 thump. Some people might even call you crazy or an idiot or stupid or totally unaware or not recognizing with the situation around you. I'll use any other term that might be relevant. And for us, for somebody that hears God's word and sees the cross and knows who Jesus is, it's just like somebody driving down the road forever with a flat tire and never stopping to fix it. And you can see the flat tire in your life. And there'll be people that can't recognize that they have all four flats. And they keep driving down the road. And they don't listen to Jesus. There's some flat tires we can't fix. And those are the types of ones only Jesus can fix. And they've got to decide to get out and stop and listen to Jesus. Now they can hear Him through us at times in our lives. But we also have to recognize there's the wayside and the hard way and the tears and all kinds of things that keep people. Some people just won't be able to listen to it. And that's a tough thing to accept. I don't know about you, but I'd set till somebody, I'd even miss a day's work, call on a personal day, whatever, if somebody wanted to set, study God's word to try and understand Him in their life. Most of the time, you know, within a little bit of time, they don't want no more of Jesus. They don't want any more reasoning from the scriptures. They don't want to be like Jesus and sit and listen and then reason. How many of us can sit for hours and talk about Jesus and look at his Bible? Or do we get angry and emotional and we want to stop? When we're angry and emotional is when we should be listening. That's when we need His Word most, the Holy Spirit guiding our lives. John chapter 9, it says, "So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, 'Give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner.' He answered and said, 'Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see.' Then they said to him again, 'What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?' He answered them, 'I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?' Then they reviled him and said, 'You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses, for as this fellow, we do not know where he's from.' The man answered and said to them, 'Why is this a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from? Yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard that anyone opened the eyes of the one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.' They answered and said to him, 'You were completely born in sins, and you are teaching us?' And they cast him out." Folks, there's going to be times in our lives that we're just like the man that was healed, the blind man that was healed. "I told you already and you did not listen. I told you about Jesus and you didn't listen." Yeah. She thinks I should use a different expression, I think. "I told you about Jesus and you didn't listen. I told you that act was sinful. You didn't listen. I'm trying to teach you about Jesus." You know what? It's because they don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't want to know about the cross. They don't want to be reminded that they made a commitment to him sometime in their life and they have turned their back on him. There's times in our lives, folks, we have to say, "I told you already." I'm not talking about shunning people. I'm not talking about any kind of that kind of stuff at all. But in our heart, here's the problem in our culture. "I'm just going to hug you, man. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It may be all good, but your salvation is gone. Don't kid yourself or your friends or your loved ones. I told you already, you didn't listen. The Jews thought they were right with God. They were not." Please, brothers and sisters and friends, don't make that mistake. God and Jesus plead with us to listen. Listen, listen, listen. What happens in our lives as parents when we tell our children something and they listen but they change it a little bit? I don't have that many bad stories about the kids, so I can't really use them, but I'll just use this as an example. This didn't happen. Lucas, you can... I told him, "Lucas, you can..." When I had my Camaro, "Lucas, take the Camaro out, you know." And I said, "Have fun, don't get a ticket," right? Pretty much, kind of in a nutshell. Your kid, your teenage boy, when I'm with your boys in a Z28 Camaro, okay? I didn't say don't spin the tires, don't smoke the tires, don't over-rev the engine, don't any of that stuff.
Okay, so don't get ticked. Be wise. Have fun and enjoy. One stipulation, maybe, out of all the ones. What happens if you come to me and say, "Dad, I got a ticket. Matter of fact, I got 3 tickets." He changed what I had asked him to do. Stipulations. He decided to do his own deal. Or if I let's use this for an example. Lucas, don't go any more than around 11. He decided he's going to drive to Indy and hang out. He's his own man now, okay? Do whatever he wants to do. I'm talking about when he's back in high school. He decides he's going to go to Indy and do his own thing. Gets in trouble. Gets in a car wreck. Wasn't even his fault. Didn't happen. But he decided to do something outside the parameters, and that's his responsibility. Same thing here. I told you already, and you did not listen. God tells us here in the parameters to remain in my grace, to have eternal life. And we can't change those. The world wants to change them. The world wants to tell you this is okay, that's okay, this is okay, and that's okay. And I plead with us to listen to God's word. Listen to Jesus, the Savior. What did he do? Not what the best all-selling author did. Not what my PhD tells me. Not what my boss tells me. My grandma, my grandpa. The best people in life, if they aren't following Jesus, folks, might not be a good example when it comes to spiritual matters. May not be good people to listen to. In Proverbs, it is written, chapter 7, speaking of ladies of the night. With her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips, she seduced him. Immediately he went after her as ox goes to the slaughter or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till an arrow struck his liver as a bird hastens to the snare. He did not know what would cost his life. Now therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths, for she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. Now therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise. Do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not a shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment I have received from my Father. Therefore, there was a division again among the Jews because of these sayings, and many of them said, 'He has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him?' Others said, 'These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?'" Folks, today, people still ask us, "Why do you listen to him? Why do you listen to somebody that lived 2,000 years ago, why do you listen to somebody that proclaims to be the Son of God? Because he is the Son of God. Because he is all truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Because he's taught me things in my life I would never learn from any human being in the world. Because he has the doors to the kingdom. Because he is salvation brought down to man. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do with these men? For indeed, that a noticeable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they speak to no man in this name." So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. Same thing in our lives today, brothers and sisters and friends. Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. But I'm going to listen to God. I'm going to follow Jesus. Our last passage of scripture this morning, Proverbs 19, and it says, "Listen to the counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. What is desired in a man is kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. A lazy man buries his hand in the bowl and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Strike a scoffer, and the simple will become wary. Rebuke one who has understanding, and he will discern knowledge. He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge." God's holy word pleads with us this morning to listen. Jesus says, "Listen, he who has ears to hear, let him hear, lest he should turn, or they should turn, and their sins be forgiven." Listening to them and asking questions. Because you are not able to listen to my word. I already told you and you did not listen. Why do you listen to him? Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. Oh, that my people would listen to me. Now therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. And listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. I plead with you this morning, if you haven't given your life to Jesus, you do it. And please keep it in your mind and prayers to consider it. If you have any need of us as God's children to help you with anything, we invite you to seek help. And to listen, please, as you walk through this life. If you have any need, please come forward as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.